Good evening, Mari. What is the White House saying about the government shutdown?
Tiff, good evening. Yes, the White House is blaming Democrats for the government shutdown, saying that it impacts active duty troops, critical food assistance, and flood insurance as we enter hurricane season. And Vice President J.D. Vance today is saying this at a surprise appearance at the White House press briefing. Watch.
Whatever those disagreements are, you don't shut down the government over it. For the first time since the Democrats have been in politics, they're now saying that unless we get every policy item that we demand, we're going to shut down the people's government. They're trying to take a hostage, and we're not going to let them.
The White House website featuring a government shutdown clock and the press secretary leaving this message on the White House comment line.
Thank you for calling the White House comment line.
Democrats in Congress have shut down the federal government because they care more about funding health care for illegal immigrants than they care about serving you.
Meanwhile, Vice President Vance says he doesn't think the shutdown will be long. He's calling on more moderate Democrats today to join Republicans in voting to keep the government open.
So three moderate Democrats joined 52 Republicans last night. We need five more.
While Republicans have offered a clean short-term budget bill, the White House criticizing Democrats for holding the economy hostage for what it calls free health care for illegal immigrants. Though Democrats say that's not what they're demanding.
Political leadership of their party has got it into their heads that the only way to be compassionate is to be compassionate to illegal aliens rather than American citizens.
No, the law is clear that no Medicaid, no Medicare, no ACA can go to any undocumented immigrants.